I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
Fought Tampa Bay last year in playoffs.
Yeah, so did. Anyway, we'll come back. Memphis Tigers got a victory over the weekend. They're 2-0, and it was pretty impressive. It was pretty impressive. We'll get into all of that, what it means for University of Memphis football when we come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis football goes out and gets a win on Saturday on the road. 55-50 at Arkansas State. Remember now, they had lost their last three at Arkansas State. Now, you had to go back a few years last time they played, but it had not been a kind place to the Tigers the last three times they'd been there. Seth Hennigan, the true freshman that our man John Martin crowned last week. I will say he looks right.
He looks like a stud.
Seth Hennigan looks like a stud, and yes. John Martin, at least on Seth Hennigan.
I think he's right on this.
Looks absolutely right that this guy could be the chosen. Right. He could be the chosen
one. I think you're right, too.
He could be.
I'll be honest. The reason why I was just so...
It was an FCS opponent, too.
Yeah,
one touchdown, too.
And beat the hell out of him.
You were ready to talk about Tevin Carter not coming and Grant Gunnell maybe never playing. Yeah.
Throwing the ball all over the place.
The reason, though, is because of just what I've heard about how much the staff loves Seth Hennigan, you know?
Yeah, he's good.
They rolled him out there because they believed in him, you know? And I'll be honest, I think it's over. Now, ain't nobody told me that.
Well, hold on before you get there.
Come on,
let me get the fact. Let me get the nuts and bolts out before you go to making them – because apparently on Seth Hennigan, we need to listen to you.
Yes.
22 of 33, 417 yards, 5 touchdowns.
And he just cruised.
Like, it's one thing you throw one touchdown against Nicholls State in a win, and you're saying, okay, that true freshman, yeah. First time ever in Tigers history, a true freshman starts the season opener. He goes out there, doesn't lose the game for you. It's a whole other thing when you're out there throwing for 5 touchdowns at 400-something yards, looking like maybe the next a great quarterback in a line of great ones here from Memphis lately. I mean, especially in terms of production. He did that. Again, it's the accuracy of the passes and the poise. That you don't think, and again, coach's son, and that's evident when he's playing. He doesn't seem overwhelmed. And no, this isn't some SEC opponent playing Arkansas State. But we said true road test, where eventually Arkansas State starts coming back, all that stuff, and at least from Seth Hennigan and his job, all he did was go out there and do it. The second pass is where I one of my few tweets over the weekend, John, very few. But I had to even come out and say, my gosh, that pass to Dykes in the seam between a couple of defenders. You just look at that and you say, this kid's got it. And it's still early. There's a lot left to play out. But I can see now what John was saying in terms of this staff being in love with this guy and thinking, you know what, we might be all right with him, because he's got a poise that goes, well beyond his years in terms of mature. You typically see this with a junior, senior,
yep,
in terms of this type of poise. Showing this as a freshman on the road in just your second game ever,
yep,
very, very solid. And obviously he did a ton of the damage. Memphis racks up 680 total yards, going to Calvin Austin, who's been named the American Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Week already this morning. Had a career night, 239 yards, reception yards, coming from Seth Hennigan. Second most in Tigers history, behind only Anthony Miller, who did 250 5 years ago. It's when we started the show, the month we started the show, back in 2016, October.
Wow.
The great Anthony Miller. You heard even Isaac Bruce shout out Calvin Austin.
Yep.
That speed he's got. He can take a 5-yard route, turn it into a touchdown at any point once he gets it turned up. I remember meeting him at the state track meet when he was up there running for Harding Academy,
yep,
back in the day. And the last thing I thought was I was looking at what would be a stud track star. And that was a star at that level for Harding on the football field. But the last thing I thought at that point, when you meet him, you see his size, is that he's going to end up a star stud receiver for the Memphis Tigers. Just another, seems to be another long line, or at least a great line of Memphis receivers who've turned themselves into great ones. Guys born here, including Anthony Miller, him, Calvin Austin had a fantastic night. But so great, great night for Memphis's offense. Not so great for the defense.
Right,
that's got to be out there. Yep. A defense you expected to be better.
Yep.
Under Mike McIntyre for the second straight year, a lot of returnees back. Every time we talked to Ryan Silverfield this preseason, it was always, I got a lot of confidence in what that side of the ball is going to do. Well, I mean, second half, you watched Arkansas State marched back into the game. They roll up 680, 681, right around the same total as Memphis. And that quarterback, John, who got pulled out the first week, comes back in, James Blackman. He throws 4 touchdowns, 19 of 28 for 308. That Memphis secondary looked lost at times. They're going to obviously have to be better. I will say this, it's a road game, and you take those how they come.
Exactly.
And it was a place that you had not won in years. Again, had lost your last 3 there. That defense, though, clearly got to be better. We thought they were further along than this, than giving up 50 and 600, almost 700 yards to Arkansas State. That says you take you take the win. 2-0 Memphis team that is heading into a big one, obviously, this weekend, where they're going to honor Isaac Bruce, going to be playing Mississippi State, a Mississippi State team that's now 2-0, right? And a little shaky there after the first week. How do we feel about them now, Brad? We back on, this is going to be a rolling of Memphis?
No, we are not. I have watched both of these teams play, and they both have done the opposite of what I thought they would do when I made that prediction 2-3 weeks ago when we were talking about rolling. I don't think...
Now, y'all handled NC State this week, wasn't it?
Not really. First of all, you had the explosive play right out of the gate, the 100-yard right. return. So that set up everything. And when you do something like that out of the gate and you're close and you're at home, it's just it got closer there at the end. They got an onside kick, NC State did. But that defense is not the same as I thought it was. Like, I actually think Memphis should beat Mississippi State this weekend. If they ever have a chance to beat Mississippi State – This is your chance. I'm telling you.
Man, you have run the game of the whole spectrum on this one.
First of all, we said it before
the game. You're predicting a Memphis win now.
Yes, this is why they play the games, by the way. Because I was saying this before they played the games, and everything coming out of Memphis was they didn't have a quarterback. Now you watch this guy, and it's like, Jesus, 500-plus yards. He's got an arm. He knows the offense. Now, the defense side, you know, we'll see how that goes. But
yeah, what is that going to look like against a leech-coached offense? You know, this Memphis defense
just
gave up 700
yards off
state.
But they haven't put up a lot of explosive point drive. I mean, they're not putting points on the board. They had like 24 points. I mean, so this is not like they did in the Big 12 or the Pac-12.
Well, what I'm asking you is, are we going to get a high-scoring affair on Saturday where Mississippi State is a 3-point favorite right now at the Liberty Bowl? Or are we looking at a rock fight?
Oh, it's going to be a
high-scoring affair,
right?
It's going to be
SEC offense against the bet.
It's going to be just like what Memphis saw against Arkansas State. That's exactly what the game's going to look like. And if I had
a last team with the ball?
No, it's going to be like 50-something to 40-something. I'm just telling you, it's going to be 1,000 points.
John, you are the Seth Hennigan whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see him doing this against that not-as-good Mississippi State defense, but still an SEC defense? Is he going to step it up to that?
Should have got beat by
La Tech,
by the way.
He's gone up a level every week. This would still be going up a level to me to do that against an SEC defense.
Well, so Arkansas State is one of the worst. I mean, they're one of the most atrocious defenses in college football. And so I think that should be said. As impressive as Seth was, he also did take advantage of, again, a very porous defense. You know, even though Mississippi State may not be this power that they used to be, they are still an SEC defense with SEC caliber athletes and SEC size.
That's what I said.
And so I always tend to side. You know, Memphis, when they beat Ole Miss, is that the last time Memphis beat an SEC team?
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't beat an SEC team since then, right?
Ooh,
They haven't had a crack at it. They haven't got a chance to do it yet.
Yeah, so I mean, no. Typically, though, right, what you see, like, I think they played Ole Miss a year after that. They did, because they played with
Riley. By the way, I'm just keeping it real from what I saw.
Riley Ferguson got a crack at Ole Miss the year after that. And they ended up, I mean, Memphis scored.
It's a good game.
But Ole Miss pulled away, you know, at the end and ended up winning pretty comfortably. I feel like it's the size and the athleticism difference, right? I mean, the SEC just gets better, athletes, and I would expect that to show itself next weekend. There's nothing to be ashamed about. I think Seth Hinton's going to score points. It's not going to be 55. I mean, he's not going to put 50. Memphis is not scoring 55 on it. I mean, if that happens, then Mike Leach, like, yo.
Total's 64 right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be anywhere close to what we saw against Arkansas State. I do think it'll be a high-octane game, though, and I think both teams will take their turns. But, I mean, I think that's almost like doing a disservice to Seth, you know, because I think the guy is establishing himself very clearly as the quarterback at Memphis. And I don't think we're going to see Grant Gunnell at any point this season. I think the staff feels comfortable with Seth Hennigan. I think at this point at 2-0, you'd be tinkering with something that's working. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of what you're dealing with here. Seth's going to have bad days. He's going to have moments where he makes the wrong decision because he's a true freshman. But I think they're really comfortable with where he's at and where this team is at with him at the helm.
Well,
regardless of what happens on Saturday against an SEC opponent.
We're all looking forward to it, especially looking forward to seeing what that turnout's going to be like on Saturday when they play Mississippi State. He and Calvin Austin weren't the only ones that had big days on offense. Obviously, Brandon Thomas continues to look like an absolute stud coming from running back university. You see Gainwell for the Eagles?
I did see that. He got in there.
Uh-huh. Brandon Thomas goes for a game-high 191 yards on 18 carries, has two scores, a couple of long ones. He looks like an absolute stud. Sean Dykes also talked about that touchdown, that second touchdown for Hennigan that Dykes caught in the seam. He was fantastic. He had 143 yards on 9 receptions, had the two scores to go with it. So he looked good as well. Question's going to be this.
Memphis beat Ole Miss in 2019. I totally forgot about it. My apologies. 15-10.
Okay, you're talking about that game. I thought what you'd said was, is Ole Miss the last team they beat?
Yeah, but it was in 2019.
You were referring to the game, you're right.
Yeah,
the wrong game.
They beat Memphis in 2015, then they lost in 2016, and then I guess they played again in 2019, I remember it now. I do remember it vaguely, but yes, 15-10 is what they got over Ole Miss.
So this would be a second straight win over an SEC opponent.
There, yeah, that day.
Because they haven't played anyone between
hard to
then.
Believe this now, but Matt Corral threw for 93 yards.
What?
Dang.
Yeah. Hard to imagine that now. But that wasn't Lane Kiffin. Who was the guy? But it was
the
Dumbo. What was his name?
The O-line.
Oh, yeah. O-line. The dude who went down.
Matt Luke. Yeah.
Matt Luke.
Yeah.
He's kind of a placeholder, wasn't he? I mean,
very much so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was one of their own.
This is what they did there.
I'm just really underwhelmed by Mississippi State after watching for two games.
You make me sad thinking about that game, man, the way you were so down on Mississippi State. I thought you'd be happy with the performances. I took them plus one this weekend.
They were lucky to get out of La Tech, Jason. I mean, they should have gotten beat by La Tech. And that's not a great team.
Yeah, but to suggest that they might lose to a Memphis team that's starting a true freshman quarterback and just gave up almost 700 yards to Arkansas State would be an SEC team coming in and losing that game, I'd look at Leach.
It's only
like,
a three-point line.
I'd look at Leach and say, what the hell are you doing as my coach if they come
already.
In here? They come in here and lose to Memphis. There would be no excuse to lose to an offense led by a true freshman quarterback and against a defense that doesn't look much improved, quite frankly, in the second year under McIntyre. Mississippi State, bet not come in here and lose that game.
I mean, they're only 3 points.
It's a three-point line.
And they're on
the road. Mississippi State hasn't played on the road yet.
I agree.
It's a damn shame. It says a ton about what your program is right now.
I think that's
because
true.
Of what I'm telling you is this is an 8-win season still for Memphis.
Yeah.
I don't think that's changed based on what we've seen from Seth Hennigan in two games, with all due respect.
I'm just telling you what my eyeballs are saying. I mean, this is what I saw. You know, I watched two games. I watched every snap of both of those games.
If they come in here and lose to Memphis, that program should be shut down.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, Mississippi State fans.
It ain't Memphis. Ain't that bad, bro.
Bro, this is a team that was picked fifth in the AAC this year.
They
should shut down the program.
Memphis is supposed to be good.
It's almost 700 yards to Arkansas State. Were y'all watching that? Did y'all watch that?
You think it took a Hail Mary knockdown at the end?
If they lose to Memphis on the road,
a true freshman quarterback.
We got a second.
Did
year
you hear the part?
He's a second
did,
year.
Did we hear
no
the
redshirt.
Part about Memphis has never done this? Started a true freshman.
I just think that's a little
the season
strong,
opener?
Bro.
They're 3 point
favorites. Memphis is the better program than that.
Then just fire Mike Leach. Is that safe enough?
Okay.
Is that done? Is that
you
instead
say
of
that.
Shut the program
I can
down?
I can listen to that.
I mean, you do play in the same conference as Alabama. You're never going to win anything anyway. Y'all want to keep it going and have a little fun? That's fine. But it would be awful. It would say a ton about where your program is at. Coming up here to Memphis and losing to a true freshman quarter. Believe me, I'm rooting for Memphis. I'm rooting for them.
I mean, what do we know about
That's
Mississippi State?
That's a sad state of affairs for the Bulldogs.
Do they have any NFL players on that team? I mean, I'm asking. Like, do they have, like, some NFL stud?
This Memphis team was picked fifth, John, the AAC. Fifth.
The AAC is a good
league,
bro.
Not first or second. Not first or
where
second.
Where was Mississippi State picked?
Last in their conference.
Hey, speaking of
they
that.
They picked last in the SEC?
Yes.
No,
last.
Way. Vandy was picked last.
No, they're not picked last in the
SEC.
In their division.
In the West, they're dead last.
Well, that's not necessarily.
Another reason to shut the whole damn thing down. You're never going to win anything out there. Not along Nick Saban coaching.
You're getting $35 million. I'll pull back.
You kind of got carried away.
I said, shut the whole thing down. Fire Mike Leach.
If Memphis beats Mississippi State this weekend.
Man, Mike Leach shouldn't even be allowed back in Stark Vegas. What are we talking about here?
Well, we're trying to get him on the show
you
this
just
week.
Told
are you going to let him know that?
You just told sure.
You're going to let him know, hey, coach, if you lose in Memphis this week, you should be fired?
He got no business losing to a true freshman. I don't care. You got SEC athletes over there.
I just feel like you got to – I feel like in saying that, it's like it's almost like you're diminishing Memphis.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Like your program
Memphis,
is awesome.
Memphis has come a long way.
Yeah,
this is not the days of Tommy West,
man,
Larry
y'all
Porter.
Y'all folks are acting like this is Cincinnati or something. This is not a Memphis team that's going to compete for the AAC title.
I
keep it real.
Who knows? They might be in the AAC championship game.
The way you're positioning it is Jason looks like some kind of hater on what Silverfield's doing over there. No, it's been remarkable with that quarterback under center. But at no time should a team picked fifth in the AAC ever be beating an SEC football team coming in here with Mike Leach as the coach, and you just gave up almost 700 yards, 681 yards to Arkansas State. What are we talking about
here? But, I mean, is this some juggernaut Mississippi State team, though?
No, but they are in the best conference in football.
Like, well, so is Vandy, and Vandy sucks.
You said the AAC is that good that a fifth-place team should be able to take you out.
It could.
A 3-point underdog.
I mean, it could. All I'm saying is that I wouldn't pick Memphis to win on Saturday, but if they
The only person doing that is Brad, because I know you ain't crazy.
It's interesting. Before the games this weekend, and listen, the early
you just backed all the way. Now, I wouldn't pick it.
I know. I'm just saying if Memphis beats them.
Brad's doing that.
If Memphis beats them, I don't think it's so now, embarrassing. This,
and by
you
the way, the
fire
only
the coach.
I would pick the home team in this match.
You
matchup.
Fire Mike Leach because he tweets racist stuff.
Who's the
or
one?
Whatever.
Who's the one? Who's the one? Who the game that the first game that you all had so much trouble with? Barely
La Tech.
Won. La Tech.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna lose to Memphis, and you're telling me that seat ain't hot.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest.
I'm with you on that part of it.
He's been a complete disappointment so far. What are we talking about?
I would actually agree with
but
that.
But it's not the badge of shame that it
last
once
year's
was.
Defense that led you.
He's lucked out because of this defense he had last year, and he also won his bowl game.
What we say?
Barely.
They figured out the air. They figured it out.
You would hope.
Like so you tell me. Like, when's the upswing for Mississippi State in the West?
It's a fair question.
They had their upswing.
It's a fair question.
It was called Dak Prescott. That was their upswing. That was their moment. And until they get a guy like that again.
They went out to get Mike to make a splash. Stop.
Well,
like you went out, you go get Mike Leach to make
a
splash.
It was a weird fit anyway. It was a weird fit.
It has been a weird fit. It absolutely has.
It's always
and
a weird fit.
It'll
with
get
Mike
even
Leach.
Weirder. You come up here to Memphis, you lose that ball game.
Now, are you going?
It's going to get real weird.
You going to have
how
that?
Many Mississippi State fans even going to come? Or they all feel like you and
they're
2-0. Like they're like that's what I thought. I mean, give me a break.
Mississippi State fans are going to be there.
There aren't a lot of Mississippi State fans here, are there?
Yeah, I thought there was. There's always a bunch of alums, like from Ole Miss, Mississippi
My
State.
My wife is one.
They're 2-0. You're telling me not to show up?
I'm assuming Mississippi State has a pretty large alumni base in Memphis.
I think it's their biggest alumni base in Memphis.
Weren't they underdogs because of how poorly they play against La Tech? I thought I had them at +1.
They were.
I got them at plus
yes.
one. Okay, and they won. Y'all should. I mean, should be feeling a little bit better than you do saying they're going to come in here and lose to Memphis.
Yeah. 10,000 Mississippi State fans will be there. I feel pretty confident. I mean, you're going to have 10,000. They're 2-0. It's a meeting of 2-0 teams.
Brad has pointed out Jason Smith's perplexed face. I know y'all saw it this whole segment.
Yes.
But what,
because
what
I can't understand
about?
Where we are.
What are you perplexed about? Mississippi State is not
I think
some,
he's surprised that I flipped this bad from my prediction
but
from 2
Mississippi
weeks ago.
State
it's not a
does
surprise.
Not carry the banner for the SEC. I mean, they're just a middle-of-the-pack team, man. I mean, it's yes, they have an advantage because of the players that they recruit.
But this is not a Memphis team expected
to lose to Memphis anymore,
but
in my opinion.
It's not a Memphis team expected to win the AAC title this year. Hell, they're not even picked in the top three.
Do you think
so if you are an SEC team.
But Brandon Thomas
SEC
has been better than we thought.
Yes, he has, and so has Seth Hennigan and all that. But don't act like their defense has been.
No, the
and
defense
has been
worse than we
thought. And so if you are an SEC team about to play a defense that just gave up 700 to Arkansas State.
Yep.
You should feel like you're going to come in here and beat Memphis.
Okay, do you think that if Vandy lost to Memphis, that
Vandy.
Yes.
Vandy's a different story. They're
okay,
not investing. Come on. They didn't go out and hire Mike Leach and try to say, okay, we're going to have a football program
again. South Carolina almost lost
Dan
to East Carolina this weekend. You know,
you are positioning this as if I'm saying Memphis sucks. They do not. They've been fantastic so far. Okay,
no,
especially considering the circumstance. You thought Grant Gunnell at one point is going to be the quarterback. Seth Hennigan's now. He's won this thing over. Brandon Thomas has been an absolute revelation. I watched the Ryan Silverfield show yesterday. He made a great point. Brandon is essentially a true freshman, too, because of how little he played last year. What we're only talking about 2 to 4 carries. He comes out there. He's an absolute stud. John, what they're doing has been tremendous.
Yes.
I'll give him the credit. Credit for that. Not on defense.
Yes.
What they've done offensively has been tremendous. At no point does that mean that they should be able to beat Mississippi State on Saturday.
So what should happen?
Fire Mike Leach.
He should be fired.
Don't let him back in Starkville.
Immediately.
So you said it's already been a bad fit as it is. Where's it going if you almost lost to La Tech and then you come in here and lose to a Memphis team, defense giving up 1,000 yards a game?
Well, honestly, that's the way college football is played now. That is the way it's played. Everybody puts up
I'm
big
yards. I'm sorry. John's got an excuse for you. Mike McIntyre, just hire John as your guy.
McIntyre.
Because he's got an excuse for your defense
SEC
now.
He's an SEC coordinator.
Who just gave up 800, 700, 900 yards to our. Did you see it took a bat down of a Hail Mary?
Yeah, a lot of it was garbage time, bro. I mean, so much of that was garbage
They got like
time.
Two quarterbacks. You know what that means? They ain't got Nan.
Well, again, it was a lot of that stuff was just you could throw it out. Like at least 200 yards were given up when the game was no longer in doubt. So,
no, this what this says.
By the way, I'm not rooting for any of this to happen.
What
I'm
this
really
said,
rooting
this
for Mississippi State to win the game.
Memphis wins. It's remarkable. Sign Ryan Silverfield up. I know what Josh
is
saying. Give him the lifetime contract.
Maybe Mississippi State could hire Silverfield.
But like, as
I'll
far
be honest,
as Mississippi State, end it. At least the Leach era.
I think.
Time where are you going
end,
after
end this
you madness. Lose to Memphis?
I think there is a reason, okay, that the Bulldogs are only 3-point favorites.
Like, I agree with that.
There is a
reason for that. That's where I'm going.
It's because they're on the road, John.
That's
well,
where I'm going.
Yes, but you get 3 points. So it's they basically are saying
it's a bottom of the West SEC team that's on the road.
They're basically saying, Mississippi State's 3 points better, right? Because you get the 3 points at home, right? So they're saying, and so that could go either way. I mean, that could truly go either way.
Okay. So Mike Leach got a challenge on his hands, doesn't he?
He clearly.
With this upstart Memphis football team that just all of a sudden looks like it might win the AAC, huh?
Well, I mean, if I told you that Memphis was in the AAC title game opposite Cincinnati today, it would not be the most shocking thing in the world.
I wouldn't shock me.
I know you wait all week on this. With my Tanner Mordecai name drop, all right?
we only made it to 12:30 on Monday.
Memphis beats Nicholls State.
Tanner Mordecai.
Which right now ain't even got a home. Okay, they're nomads. God bless them. And then you go up there and play Arkansas State, okay? Butch Jones is the coach, John.
Yes, he is.
All right?
He was good in Cincinnati.
You hold on to win. Now John said he's going to win the AAC title. Both of y'all, the range of emotions, I can't take it.
No.
Y'all go from one extreme to the other.
First of all, Memphis
just
beating
call something
Mississippi
down the middle.
State is not an extreme.
It is. It should be over for Leach if that occurs. That's what I say. And God bless Memphis should it win. Great win against an SEC team.
I mean, what's Memphis on the money line? It's got to be plus like 180. I mean,
I didn't look at it. I just looked at the line.
It's not even crazy.
No, it's not crazy.
You know?
No, this is not a crazy bet either way.
I just feel
that's where I also win. I mean, I saw that this morning.
Perception-wise, I agree with you.
I agree with you 100%, Jason.
I'm going to go do a show in Starkville where they got some, right?
They
got
fired up hearing you.
Still about
this team.
They
got some sense there.
And they got some expectations. Expectations for their program. Because y'all folks, y'all act like, Leach could lose this one.
I mean,
I didn't hear Alabama was coming in.
Fine.
Hey,
no.
I thought it was Mississippi State, not Alabama coming in this weekend, for God's sakes.
Like fire him.
That is. I guess that's just where I'm at with this, and we'll bottom line it, is that I just feel like Memphis as a program, it's just not the shame that it used to be.
I agree with that.
You know? Like, it's not like, oh, man, you go to Memphis and you can lose. That's why SEC teams won't play them.
Very losable, yes.
SEC teams won't play them because they know Memphis can beat you.
John, that's good when you got Brady Wyatt and Paxton. It's a true freshman. And, yes, he may be that eventually, but this will be his third college football game going up against an SEC defense. Okay? You lose this one.
They're not that great. That defense ain't that great.
It's still got athletes. Then it's poorly coached, and that goes back to my point. If it's poorly coached, you should clean the whole damn thing out.
I just think that is probably true, exclusive of whatever happens on Saturday.
Yeah.
Y'all got triggered when I say
I'm not triggered
because apparently y'all Mississippi State boosters now.
I am not triggered.
When I said shut down the program, but I tell you right now, I bet they're hearing me in Starkville. They lose
they're
this one,
you.
They should absolutely fire Mike Leach.
But it's not like it's not like this is 2011 Memphis, where Ryan Williams is the quarterback and you have a bunch
of JUCO
kids.
It's not like 2018
kids.
Or whenever you won the AAC Memphis either.
No, I agree. It's in between that. But I think Memphis is a little bit better than we thought coming into the season. Would you give me that?
The offense is.
Okay, and the defense is not.
Correct.
So it evens out. It evens out.
And you shouldn't lose to Mississippi State, which we thought before the season. I mean, you shouldn't beat Mississippi State here. We all thought Mississippi State be favored.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't have changed.
Yeah. Well, we know how you feel. If you were an SEC coach, it would be the insult.
That'd be an indictment of Mike Leach. That's what this is about. It had nothing to do with Memphis or a slap in the face.
I mean,
face.
It's just like Mississippi State has not just been this, like, power. They had this one good run with that.
Oh, they had, like, the number one defense in the country last year. They was one of the best in the country. Stop.
Well, anyway, it makes...
And all of a sudden, it's okay to just lose, come in here and lose to Memphis. No, it's not. It would not be if you were of coming from that side.
Well, what if Kentucky came here and lost to Memphis? Like, do you think Mark Stoops should be fired?
No.
Because that's basically the same.
He's overachieved.
Same caliber.
Kentucky.
Well,
no,
not
Mike Leach has not.
Missouri.
It's been a bad fit. To your point you made earlier, it's been a bad fit, and to this point, he's underachieved. They figured out the air raid; everything's done. It'd be different if I'm telling you Mike Leach had done a great. He hasn't done anything to this point except be figured out and exposed. It looks like.
Yeah.
And so you come in and lose to Memphis. It's just further evidence. They're poorly coached, and where's it going
to
go?
To
from
lose
here?
To Memphis, you got to be poorly coached.
So fire him.
No, I mean you're probably more right than wrong. However, we are going to name this game and this series officially the Jason Smith Bowl moving forward. This is
next story.
This is the Jason Smith Bowl on Saturday.
I got this down. Brad said Memphis won. You said it's okay for Mike Leach if he loses.
Yeah, I think there's no shame in losing to Memphis football is all
it's,
I'm saying.
It's okay, Mike Leach.
I still think Mississippi
fine.
State
still
wins
got high
the game.
Hopes for you.
But I just don't.
We'll be revisiting this on Monday.
Not what I'm rooting for, though. By the way,
my perception of Mississippi State is just that they're like they're an okay, decent program, not like they are ever a contender.
You're on it,
you know. And so my expectations for them are always like very middle.
And that's their expectations for them too. By the way,
not when they hired Mike Leach, they weren't expecting on just being a little happy fun thing. They actually wanted to be a different, just like Ole Miss weeks hoped to with Lane Kiffin that move. And it's like we said when they got Leach, oh, man, they're really – okay, they're trying to have – this isn't just go out there and just go blow. They're trying to make a splash again like they did with Mullen.
Right.
And it has not worked.
That would
be further evidence. They lost on Saturday. It would be further evidence of that. That's it.
Some people think that you are talking about Memphis like they're Rhodes, man. Like, if you know, like, oh, you lost to Rhodes.
No, they're not Jacksonville State.
Right.
You know, beating FSU. That's not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is here, the road goes to nowhere for Mike Leach at Mississippi State. They come in here and lose to Memphis.
Circumstantially, because of you got a true freshman quarterback, absolutely. But I think that line says a lot.
Yeah, again, y'all acting like I'm talking about Memphis with Daryl Henderson in the backfield and Paxton Lynch is the quarterback.
Yeah.
It's not what I'm talking about here.
Yeah. Well, it'll be an interesting game. That we know. Memphis is certainly going to have a chance. 3-point underdogs.
Let's see if that line moves this week.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure the money will come in on Memphis. You know,
yeah.
They see this. They see the opportunity there.
You got three.
Money.
You're getting three. I'd take that three.
I don't know. I like 3.5 a lot better. I like 3.5 a lot because I mean three. You're just pushing so much on three.
Brad gonna bet $2 on it. And you gonna bet $200,000
on Memphis.
Good Lord. We need to hit the next story.
Next story.
Hey, real quick, made some calls over the weekend. You know, Memphis basketball, they're still a thing. Imani Bates is here. Jalen Duren is here. So the gang is all here. A couple things that I have heard that have come out of workouts and some Memphis basketball practices. Obviously, we know that when Memphis plays Tennessee this year, if Tennessee loses the game, Rick Barnes should be fired because that is what happens. If you're an SEC coach and you lose to Memphis, you must be fired.
No. Memphis is going to be picked to win the AAC this year.
As long as Memphis is picked to win the AAC, it's
quite,
okay.
Quite a big, little bit difference there in being picked fifth and having a true freshman.
Yes. But a couple things that I've heard that I want to run by you because I know you will be interested in these things. If you've seen Lester in any sort of off-season videos,
he's dunking on people. I saw it.
He's been playing in these exit. I don't know. Which
oh yeah, up in New York.
Yeah. He looks physically a lot slimmer. You know, he looks better. And I hear that he's bouncy. Like is he going to be Vince Carter? No. But I think our perception of Lester's kind of like never been that. He's always been the shooter. Never really been this great aerial athlete. And he might not ultimately be that, but it sounds like, he has made some real strides athletically, and he's going to be in for a big junior year because of that.
Yeah, so he's added some bounce to his game.
Yep.
He's in better shape.
Yep.
And that's, to be expected. The guy's, now going into, your third season?
Yep.
Body's developing?
Yep.
And much like I think in the form of a Dylan Brooks, you can get better in those areas. Can you all of a sudden, you're an Olympic-level athlete? No.
Yeah.
But you can improve on those things, including explosiveness. And you can see it in the video that's out there, him dunking on Big Sam. He's got some quickness to him.
Yep.
It ain't the quick twitch NBA athleticism stuff that they go crazy for and draft you, even if you're coming off the bench and you're a florist. But it's still, it's improved, and that's a good thing for Lester.
Yeah, so heard that. Heard the Lawsons have been pretty impressive, and most of it is because, and we know this about the Lawsons, but Chandler and Jonathan have been just really, really active defensively, offensively. Like, they're just in the mix in every play. And Chandler, we've talked about a lot. He's going to be, I think, a favorite of Penny's because as that first big off the bench, he doesn't need to do anything other than play hard defense, get rebounds, doesn't have to score, doesn't want to score, doesn't particularly care about it. And so I think his sheer coachability and acceptance of that role is going to earn him a lot of minutes. And it sounds like, that's what he's brought to the table pretty much every day this summer.
The difference here is that you got two guys. The difference here between what would be a couple of guys first time under Penny Hardaway or a new coach, right? You transferred in or you're a freshman, is that you hadn't been under that coach, but they know Penny. They played his system. and that's why they're comfortable in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take those chances and look good defensively when you are as comfortable and you know as much about what Penny's trying to run. You know the way he coaches, and that's the advantage that those two in particular have, having played in both his grassroots organization for him over at East,
yep.
is that they know him. And so they know what he wants. And again, it's not as much of an adjustment when you've already got that. So it doesn't surprise me. And you've talked about Jonathan being super impressive just since the jump of workout. So I expect we'll see a lot of Chandler, too, because he's got Penny's trust.
Yeah, and I think
those guys won state titles.
Exactly. Even in a loaded backcourt, too, I think Jonathan's going to have a chance to get minutes because, he does bring a lot to the table. And he gives you a different look. Now, it's going to be harder, obviously, with Imani.
It sounds like they're expecting that.
But I do think there will be an opportunity for Jonathan to get some minutes. Now, I like to bring you every preseason. It's one of my favorite traditions. How many threes did a guy make?
Man, tell me how many Big Sam made. How many threes he making in a workout?
No, I heard in one drill recently, Lanners Nolly made 12 straight threes.
Holy cow.
Now,
1,200?
There you go.
No, just 12. Just 12 in a row.
Damn.
And of course, that doesn't mean that he's going to make 12 straight threes in a game. But I do think it is just – it's a reminder of how damn potent this team is and can be, because you've got Lester, who shot 40% from three. You've got Landers, who can, get hot and did oftentimes last year. You're bringing in Imani Bates, who, we've sort of said is the best off the bounce shooter Memphis has had in a long time. You got a lot of different – looks that Memphis basketball is going to be able to throw, and I just would hate to really be the assistant coach who gets that Memphis scout, because I don't know where you're supposed to start. They don't really have a weakness. Maybe you could say point guard, but I don't really subscribe to that, because I just think it's going to be fine. I don't think you're going to really be able to use that as a disadvantage for the University of Memphis. So,
won't the book still be to slow them down? Like, I was thinking about what the game plan would be.
Easier said than done. Slow down the 07-08 team.
No, to make it a half-court game, because that's typically what – or would it be this, because they were so bad turning the ball over and have been the last couple of years, do you want them at that breakneck pace because they're giving you 23, 24 turnovers? I imagine it's still the same. You're right. It's going to be a tough defensive game plan to execute when you've got so many options, but I imagine it's still going to be old-school, slow Memphis down, make them play a half-court game. The difference is when you got a Jalen Duren that you should be able to throw it into.
Exactly.
Especially in this conference.
Yep.
Like that,
Yep.
DeAndre Williams, who's shown you can throw it into him, run a little offense, he'll make decisions for you, had the second most assists on the team, that even in a half-court game. And Memphis should work on that, because I'll tell you, the bigger, the better teams will try to slow them down. It's the only thing you can do. They'll be able to knock off teams in the half court as well, you would think.
Yep.
You would think.
Yep. And then on Jalen Duren, you bring him up. Just the word I get is that he's adjusted even better than people thought he would. Because you got to remember, keep in mind, the guy is still 17 years old. He's a kid, basically. Yeah. He looks like a man, but he's still a kid. But I've heard that he's really held his own against DeAndre Williams, who's 24 years old, basically 7 years older than him. And the thinking is he may struggle a little bit in terms of scoring points at the beginning of the season, but his impact on the offensive glass is going to be felt immediately. And that's going to be such a – that's going to be such an improvement for Memphis, just having – Houston got to the Final Four because of their ability to offensive rebound. Now, Memphis is not going to be that. Houston's offense was throw up a shot, miss it, get the rebound. Memphis's offense is going to be much different than that. But just it really widens the margin of error when you have somebody as consistently able as Jalen Duren to get a rebound for you offensively. And I think that is going to be the part where you really notice him. He's going to clean up things. He's going to give Memphis a lot of second chance opportunities. And when you think about that Houston game, I guess it was in the regular season, that Boogie Ellis three that tied it up was off an offensive rebound. It was not something that was drawn up. It was a tap out, I think, from Malcolm Dandridge back to Boogie Ellis, who drained it. So offensive rebounds are incredibly important and have led to big time moments for Memphis basketball. And so I think that will be another area where you'll feel that with Jalen Duren.
I'm excited to see this team and how many options it's going to have. And against what's a good non-conference schedule?
Pretty good, yeah, because you got Alabama, Tennessee. Yeah.
Back-to-back, starting against Alabama, Tennessee.
The Barclays game.
Should have a pretty good idea of where you were last season early, yes, compared to where you are this season early after those Barclay games. But now looking forward to those tests that are Alabama and Tennessee. And I don't know how you're going to beat them. Again, Memphis has shown us before they can come up with some stuff, you know, being as bad with the ball as they were last year, all that. But much different this year in the terms of you got experience, you got talent, you got the whole gamut, you got a coaching staff that you love, and you've certainly upgraded if you're Penny Hardaway. You know, it's going to be hard to mess this thing up if you were Memphis.
Now, is there anybody else that you would like to fire during this segment?
Well, John Gruden come here tomorrow.
John Gruden.
Holler at me tomorrow.
He's invincible, brother.
After this loss to these broke-down Ravens team that's going to come in there and smack the mess out of y'all. You got a new offensive line, John. That's the part you're not realizing.
Yeah.
They're going to curb stomp you on the defensive side of the ball.
I just don't understand. You know, Tennessee Titans get new defense. We assume they're going to be better. Ravens get a new offensive line. You assume they're going to be worse. Now, what's up with that bias, man? You know, why can't you apply the same optimism and the same hope?
You were a good offensive line last year.
Overpaid, man. Overpaid, underperforming. These guys.
Last year was a decent line. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You were
very mediocre.
Relatively decently graded last year as an offensive line.
You know, I need you to apply the same unfounded optimism onto the Raiders. You know, why not take the same and apply it to my team?
I'm worried about the Titans
line. It's because you are a hater. That's why.
No, you do that on the Titans.
No, I'll keep it real on the Titans. I do.
I hate on the one man.
Mm-hmm. Well, he ain't going nowhere.
No, that's Justin Timberlake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you
Other were. Than that, that's pretty much it.
He ain't going anywhere.
I don't walk around in my life hating.
He lives in Nashville.
JT, y'all, I got every reason. I got a million and one reasons to hate on him.
That's right.
And I claim it. That's the one I claim. Don't put me off on anybody else saying I hate.
Okay.
I'm not hating on Memphis,
so
as you try to say.
So you'll
Memphis
be rooting
football,
for the Raiders
Jason
to win tonight,
on,
right?
Jason's saying Memphis football like a
no,
D3
I mean,
out here.
Yeah, you were. I mean,
No, that's not what he's saying. Yeah. Saying they got a true freshman.
I mean, you make it sound like Ryan Silverfield came from Melrose, man. You know, this is a guy who's been in the NFL. I mean, he's building a program out there, a real one, that could beat Mississippi State on Saturday. That could do it. And you know what? Mike Leach is going to be like, good game.
Yep.
Good game. Who's the AD?
No, just give Mike Leach the lifetime contract
Scott
you and Brad are trying to do. It's okay.
Is it Scott Strickland, Brad?
No, he's at Florida now in Mullen.
Who's the AD of
Mississippi
State?
They got the baseball coach.
Oh, John Cohen, right?
Cohen moved out.
Is it Cohen?
It's Cohen.
He's going to say, good game.
Good game. That's exactly what he'll say.
Good damn game, Memphis.
Got beat on the road
you
in
come
Memphis.
A long
good
way.
Memphis team.
You should have made the Big 12. That's what they're going to be saying Saturday.
I agree with that.
Mississippi State boosters, listen to me. You lose this game on Saturday, don't let Mike Leach on the plane.
Now, do they like Mike Leach in Starkville? Like, what's the
They love him.
They
now,
love him.
Will y'all be busting it up here or taking a plane?
Oh, they'll bus up. Yeah, they ain't got that.
A plane?
No, they ain't busing.
Flying from Starkville?
No, 2.5 hours. They'll drive a bus with their gear.
I mean, most of them will probably just drive their, you know, Corollas.
They get to Corolla and go.
I mean,
very simple adjustment. Don't let him back on the bus. That'd be a long ride back home.
Oh, you're saying the team. I thought you were talking about the fans.
I'm talking about the team, the fans, all of them.
Yeah.
Don't let Leach back around your program.
Well, the fans, we got to get in our Camaro and drive from Hernando.
Yeah.
That's different.
They'll be there, though.
There's a bunch of y'all here, Brad.
We'll 100%.
Y'all come out. You're still 2-0. They're going to tell them to get their cowbells, and they'll be all out there on Saturday.
Will it be a sellout?
Expecting to go to 3-0.
Will they confiscate the bells is a big question of the week that Mississippi State fans are wanting to know.
I don't think they'll let the bells in, no.
The bells don't get into the Liberty Bowl?
Let me tell you this. Don't let Mike Leach see Seth Hennigan either.
What you mean?
He looks good. As a quarterback is great. Maybe he can transfer.
That is definitely going to be a storyline.
Seth, if you're listening,
we didn't touch. We moved on, but John touched on something. You know, we were talking about
the one-time transfer rule.
This guy might be too good. Exactly,
he might be too damn good.
To that point, what happens if you get the call up?
I mean, this is the way this works now. This is the way this works at basketball and football.
Well, that is the new reality that we live in, right? Like, Brandon Thomas looks like the next great Memphis running back. Seth Hennigan looks like he could be the next in line
freak.
You know, Paxton, Riley Ferguson, Brady White. Well,
those guys stayed and finished.
And
yeah,
the difference was
different bag now.
That you
money.
Know you could not even about the money, although I could guess that could play a part.
Hell yeah.
But now you don't have the penalty when you transfer.
No.
There's no 1 year penalty. And so that's going to and Ryan Silverfield has talked about that time and time again with us. You know, because Memphis has both gotten hit by it. And helped by it.
Is that part of him playing coy with this cat, by the way, so that you don't nationalize your local stud?
Well, he didn't have any choice. He had to play him because Greg Gannell's hurt. I mean,
no, but like right. Before, we didn't even know the guy existed practically before the first game.
Oh, no. I mean, they said he was killing in preseason practice and that he, you know, he, I mean, because he's a coach's son, he picked up the playbook, sounds like faster than anybody
I
over there.
I see it. No,
and
I'm not disagreeing
of,
with it.
It's part of the poise. I don't think Silver feels like, you know, downplaying it, just hopefully no one discovers him.
Well, because everybody notices, you know.
I'm joking around about Leach seeing it. What if, to that point, Texas A&M or somebody.
Texas doesn't like their
QB. This kid's from Denton.
Sure. No, that's a great question.
And they say, here's what we can offer you. Everything else.
Right.
Come play in the SEC, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
And pull him from you.
Look,
that's
the reality of the world for Memphis, right? And they're going to do that to a lesser program. You know, they're going to do that to somebody at some point. Maybe somebody does that to Memphis. It's just unfortunately the reality. And that's why, like, you know, I actually had this thought over the weekend. Like, we're talking about Tevin Carter not showing up. Well, like, the reason why he would show up is because that happened. You know, like, Todd Washington at USC.
Seth Hennigan transferred out to a bigger school.
I mean, so that's going to be the job for Memphis is it's not just obviously like developing Seth Hennigan and like winning games, but it's also like keep making sure he's happy here and comes back, you know, and that's where NIL could make a, you know, become a factor because you're the quarterback and you're going to have opportunities there. But yes, absolutely. It is going to
be. How many points A&M scored this weekend? Was it Colorado, right?
They didn't score
a touchdown, so I know that.
Now, in fairness, it was the backup quarterback. The freshman got hurt. I mean, the freshman starter got
Mississippi
hurt.
Mississippi State
is somebody that they might not need one, but somebody might. There's 16 teams a year that need a quarterback.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
If it was a school from Texas, where he's from, a bigger one. Oh, man.
Baylor, Texas.
Well, we know SMU won't need one for the foreseeable future.
His name is Tanner Mordecai, and you know how many touchdowns he's thrown for this season in two games, John?
How many?
11.
That's a great name.
That is his guy.
Transfer from Oklahoma. He's an absolute stud.
Now, do you know the history?
And he's got SMU rolling.
Do you know the history of Mordecai?
Like the name?
Yeah, well, just the character.
Yeah, there was like the Children of the Corn. He's Mordecai.
Well, so there was
that in the Star Wars movie?
So Kevin Thorne is actually, he is from Memphis. And in the WWE, he was a wrestler named Mordecai. And this is probably like early 2000, maybe. Early 2000, 2001, 2002. And his gimmick was, and you would really appreciate this, his gimmick was he was sent from heaven. He was a religious, you know, freak, I guess you would say. And his mission was to cleanse, you know, the WWE.
I do like that.
You know, and his name was Mordecai.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, because you weren't watching, man.
All my, yeah, Mordecai's, I'd have been evil.
Yeah.
But Tanner Mordecai,
he wore like all white.
At SMU.
He wore all white, you know, like a priest. And that was his thing. Like, he was ordained by the good Lord. Now he was kind of like, there was like a, you know, he's kind of evil-ish. Like, he kind of came off as like a, there's like a screw loose. But that, when you, every time you bring up Tanner Mordecai's name, that's who I think
I'm
going to
keep
about.
Doing it. This kid's throwing for like 5-6 touchdowns a game.
It is a great football name. At quarterback, Tanner.
At one time, that Oklahoma, they thought he was going to be big time. And he's killing it for SMU right now.
Yeah, so anyway, congratulations to Mike Leach. He's going to be looking for a new gig if he loses.
Exactly. No lifetime contracts like y'all trying to sign him up for.
We will come back. Jason Fitz going to join us at 1:25. Also, some respect burgers to hand out. Lots of candidates this weekend. We'll do that in just a little bit. Stick around. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, you don't know it yet, Mike Leach, but come Saturday, if you lose, you're going to need to call our friend Jennifer Carston at the Live Love Memphis Group, because your ass is going to have that house on the market.
Might as well.
Might as well. They can find your house anywhere. That's what they do at the Live Love Memphis Group, licensed all throughout the Mid-South, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi. That would apply to Mike. They're the best. They're going to guide you through the process, hold your hand the entire way. They can help you get top dollar for your home. Which upgrades are worth making, worth your time? Which upgrades simply aren't? They know the deal. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com.
Yeah, I'll tell you how it works. I had a long list of things. I'd never sold a home, just bought one. Many of you all in the same boat, perhaps. I had a long list of things I thought I was going to have to address beforehand. Cracks in the walls, near the ceilings. I had a foundation issue I'm going to have to pay thousands for. And that's part of the reason why I put it off for so long. Wish I had not. Wish I had gotten with Jennifer Carson and her team much sooner. Because she said, Jason, here's what you're going to have to do. Fix this, this, this. It didn't include spending thousands and thousands. Just the key fixes. And they weren't as expensive as I thought they'd be. And there we were selling it for the price she said we would. I'm grateful for her basically the rest of my life, because then she helped us find our dream home. Wife's happy. I'm happy. Jennifer made us happy. She'll do the same for you with her team. 410-8818 is the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're the best. They're at livelovememphis.com.
So we were talking last segment about cowbells, because that's what Mississippi State does. They do the cowbells. Remember, what was it, 2014 maybe? It was one of those World Cups where they had the vuvuzelas. Remember the vuvuzelas?
Oh, yeah. I do remember that, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, those are horrible. Vuvuzelas. I couldn't even watch the broadcast. At least I had to mute it. Cowbells are not as annoying as vuvuzelas, I will say. I will grade them underneath that.
Yeah. Did you know that a cowbell has a louder, is loud of a dB as a chainsaw?
Really?
Yeah, the dB level, same as a chainsaw. They had that on the broadcast of the Mississippi State broadcast this past weekend.
Yeah, that's
a little fun fact for
that
you.
That is a fun fact.
When they're ringing at full octane.
Right, right. When you have like the entire, arena or whatever the case is.
You're telling me that's not annoying?
It's pretty annoying, but it's not as annoying as a vuvuzela.
Oh, you rank them in terms, okay.
Vuvuzela, the others are
annoying. Yeah, I guess I'm with you.
Pull up a vuvuzela sound, Brad.
That's annoying.
How do you spell that? Vuvuzela?
Yeah, V-U-V-U-Z-E-L-A, right?
Vuvuzela.
Who are you asking?
La. Oh, here we go. Vuvu, there it is. Vuvuzela.
Yeah, these are, I want to say like the World Cup was in, Brazil, or that was a guitar.
Yeah,
that was definitely.
The beginning is the lead on the video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when it's incessant like it was during those whole thing. And all of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.